And now for something completely.
Becomes black and the sky becomes blue. Now you in the midst of the dog pound crew. Ain't no clue on why the fuck we do what we do. Leave you in a state of paranoia, ooh. Don't make a move for your gat so soon, cause I drop bombs like platoon. Walk with me, hold my hand and let me lead you. I take you on a journey and I promise I won't leave you. Until you get the full comprehension. And when you do, that's when the mission or survival becomes your every thought. Keep your eyes open, cause you don't wanna be caught. Half stepping with your weapon on safety. Now break yourself, motherfucker, for you make me take this to 11 to another level. I come up with your wins, you go down with the devil. Now roam through the depths of hell, where the rest of your bust ass homeboys dwell. Well,
suicide is a suicide.
Now tell me, what's my motherfucking name?
Serial killer. Serial killer. Serial killer.
Wake up in the morning, eat your lucky charm cereal.
Deep. Deep like the mines of Minolta. Now picture this. Let's picnic inside a moor. Not picnic baskets, picnic caskets. And I got the machine, I cracked the fucking chest plate open to release them guts. Then I release the cuts. Brutal. Yeah, that's totally roughneck. Now everybody scream, enough respect to the ex. Enough respect given. Disrespect and you will not be living. Word to mama, Emma, drama, dilemma.
Suicide is a suicide. Suicide is a suicide. Suicide is a suicide.
Now tell me, what's my motherfucking name?
Spread the news, you better spread it fast. a bird to your ear, your mind caught whiplash. From the second verse, course I still wanna float on, like hot butter on, say what's the popcorn? Honey legs look good in nylons, calf bigger than Hogan's pythons, but her name is Minnie the Moocher. Give me your palm so I can read your future. Your future is blank just like your bank book. My name ain't Fish, so put away your hook. After Notorious, many thought I was slack up. Pack up, give my whole rap act up. For that thought, you get slapped up, no jacked up. And if you still want a riff, you get capped up. Let the horns blow, blow. Let the horns blow, blow.
Let the Horns Blow van Donald D. Gouden oude track, 1991.
Straight from the Bronx, man. En ja, daarvoor man. Van het album Doggy Style. Snoop Doggy Dogg featuring D.O.C. and the Dog Pound met Serial Killer.
Ja, zeer dope. Snoop Dogg, toen die CD uitkwam, volgens mij was hij gelijk uitverkocht. Dat was echt een run-up.
Ja, dit was een dingetje, man.
Ik denk dat iedereen het album door
zijn kast heeft. Helemaal grijs gedraaid.
Ja, elke track is gewoon goed.
En daarmee beginnen we de zesde en daarmee ook trouwens de laatste reguliere uitzending voor dit jaar van How Heads Out.
Ja.
En dan zit seizoen 1 er alweer op.
Ja man, ja. Seizoen 1 zit erop. We hebben 6 afleveringen gedaan dan.
En we gaan natuurlijk gewoon vrolijk verder in januari met seizoen 2, zeg maar.
Ja, ja, dan starten we opnieuw. Hopelijk nog professioneler dan we nu al zijn, weet je.
Ja.
Nee, maar ja man, ik heb er zin in.
Er zijn wel wat nieuwe dingen in het vooruitzicht inderdaad, waar we niet veel over kunnen verklappen, maar die we nu aan het testen zijn. En dat ziet er rooskleurig uit wat mij betreft.
Ja, nou ja, we zijn nog niet helemaal klaar met dit jaar, toch?
Nee daarom. Dus jij mag het aankondigen. Wat gaan doen nog op tent, man?
Ja, nou ja, kijk, mensen mogen geen vuurwerk afsteken. Dus we hadden ze bedacht van laten we zelf dan gewoon gaan knallen. Met gewoon hele dope hip-hop tracks. Dus we hebben besloten om gewoon een soort nieuwjaarsuitzending te doen. Dus ja, weet je, als je niks te doen hebt en je bent alleen met nieuwjaar of weet ik veel, met z'n tweeën. En je wil gewoon keide hiphop luisteren.
Precies. Die shit, daar zorgen we voor dat er een uitzending aankomt. En als je die precies op de juiste tijd op play klikt, dan tel je met ons samen af naar het nieuwe jaar.
Yes.
En dat wordt effing dope. Maar aangezien we nu weer aan lullen zijn een heel ding en we weer blijven kletsen. Zou ik zeggen van laten we verder gaan met een trackie van mijn homies uit Zweden.
Ja.
DVSG, Davis vs. Goliath, oftewel Loop Troop Rockers met Fort Europa.
Time not long ago, when people were still living in the northern zone, they could still breathe and everybody wasn't dead. Somebody recorded a song, this is what it said. After the first and the second world wars, you think us Europeans couldn't take it no more. But we built up and tore down a Berlin Wall, only to build a new and improved around a crumbling fort. Europa. This one was a bit tricky, not visible to the naked eye. And if you was lucky, you could slip through the cracks and the crevices tugging. Your life under your arm, this way some people snuckin', only to become second class citizens. Not listed in the system, not existing in a sense. Illegal immigrants, but word left a bit of scent. This place is cold and evil, I should've never went to Fort Europa. My so-called utopia, where I can't find no culture. Villa walls getting closer and closer and closer. Right here in Fort Europa, where I can't find no culture. Villa walls getting closer and closer and closer.
I guess you know how they dreamt of superpowers. Wanted to roll with the bad boys, but got fucked in the showers. Too scared to hold our own ground, can't beat them, join them, we down. Stay with the winning team, my enemies bring in another round. And bottoms up while they drown. Invitations at the door, members only, no hangarounds. Inside the fortress of finance, we appreciate the less fortunate's finance. As long as she look high class. And that's no problem with swallowing for the almighty euro. Well, you know, we put a brother's side of business, though. Make sure they're not leaving that boat, but lose a rope of a life. Beside the fort, send them back home and so forth. Cause we got employment issues, we got kids of our own. Trying to tear down the wall with chrome and black ink flow. Keep them out at all costs, this ain't the time to go soft. We stand united or they soon will be lost. Stone on the road to the riches, we're hitting for. Anybody coming away, we're gunning away. Whoever got something to say better be running away. But I'll stay to see through the peepholes, cause people like that is all we know. And all of these lies and false promises, the shit would come back with the god nemesis. You, whoever pick up this 100 years from now, here's the last song before we all go down. The revolution is a moment away, the tensions in the air that is coming our way. But powerful forces do their best.
Mijn eigen ogen, kan ik niet in jullie zogenaamde feit geloven. De geschiedenis is volgens mij gelogen, maar blijf met open ogen kijken naar het reisvermogen en de wijde kloven tussen waarheid en overheidsleugens die ons in elke tijd bedrogen. Vrijheid van economie die de bedrijven mogen uitoefenen op ons is tot slavernij gedomen. Ik wil dat jullie aan mijn zijde lopen, niet wachten tot ze zo de prijs verhogen en ons met hun haat in pijn verdoven. Lijkt het over, begin je ineens bij te komen. Staat de hel om je heen in je eigen zone. Geschiedenis is geen gelijkenis met feiten gozer. Ik zou om bij de waarheid te komen over lijken lopen. Want ik kan te weinig hopen als we blijven dromen. Oldschool skate schoenen met gaten in beide zolen. Nee, ik doe niet aan het volgen van die wijvenmode. Ik geef geen fuck leefstijl en ik ben blijven blowen. Jullie mode rappers moeten jullie rijm verscholen of blijven scholen. Want die shit moet je niet bij mij vertonen. Ik heb weinig tijd nodig om de mic te slopen. Jullie blijven kopen, maar hebben te weinig over als de tijden komen. Dat zelfs de schapen niet meer in de maatschappij geloven. Ik ben niet voor gelijke lonen, maar gewoon het geld verwijderen is een geheel wat onze realiteit is gestolen. Ik bereik hier zo mijn prioriteiten door op de mic te flowen. Complexiteit van mijn rijm slaat spontaan de tijd verslomen. Het duurt lang om in je brein te komen, schrijf het over desnoods. Maar de informatie wordt alleen maar eindelozer. Yo, via via boom, het doel, wat is het?
Showed the familiar American eagle, but on the other side there is a much more enigmatic image.
This is a totally different experience altogether, and there are symbols on it which aren't American. Where's that? There are no pyramids in America.
Is wat we kennen als geschiedenis. Zo verdraaid dat het propaganda voor de elite is. Met een helft ingekleurd en een helft die er niet is. Daarom spitten wij informatie objectief is. We laten je zien dat het systeem een fabriek is. Bestuurd door de overheid die Illuminati is. Of een marionet voor die lui wat niets is. Wat het lijkt in deze gelogen geschiedenis. Elisabeth en Bruce die van dezelfde familie is. Duivels die zich voordoen als een zionist. Vijanden dichtbij zodat ik zie wat hun techniek is. Ze willen dat jij gevangen in de foute visie zit. Zodat je niet ziet wie de economie beslist. Daarom uiten wij onszelf een creatieve shit. Zorg dat je juist de filosofie niet mist. En sloop wie in het topje van de piramide zit. Wat alleen te doen met die echte liefde is. Omdat dat de allersterkste energie hier is. Maar jij kent het niet, want er is een kenniscrisis. Daarom schenk ik dit aan iedereen die in het publiek zit. Zoek wat de hieroschamers van de Grieken is. Want u zit dus heilig als de Egyptische Isis. De woorden die de motherfucking T.A.B. spit zijn gevuld met de wijsheid van een Ibis. Het grootste geheim van de hele geschiedenis. Weet dat buiten ook binnen in je psyche zit. En dat materie slechts een vibratie is. Daarom dat jij de macht van creatie bezit. Die kun je voelen als je in een diepe meditatie zit. Zorg dat je niet meer in het wiel van rekenatie zit. Door niks meer te creëren wat destructief is. Dat leren is het doel waarom de fucking ziel is.
Fucking energie van het leven.
Yes, sir.
Voel het door je heen stroom. Pop, pop.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, nog even losgaan. Helemaal gek gaan. Fuck die shit. Damn, denk erover na. Yo, yo, yo. Theorie en woord. Het doel. Hip-hop in de smoel.
Zo doen we dat hier.
Het doel van Tip en Wobi. Ja, deze track heb ik binnengekregen van Marcel Horstman.
Big up, big up, big up. Big up.
Hey, ik vond het een dope track.
Ik vond het zeer dope track. Leuk clipje ook erbij.
Ja, dus, ik kende hem persoonlijk nog niet. Het is, voor mij was het echt nieuw. Dus,
2014
dankjewel,
kwam hij toch?
Marcel.
Hè? 2014 kwam hij toch?
Ja, ja, nou, in ieder geval de clip. Dus check hem out op YouTube.
Op YouTube.
Het doel van Tim en Wobi.
Nou, dus, dope, nou, big
up. T-I-B en Wobi. Ja, als je niet weet hoe je het in moet tikken.
Ah, dope,
dus,
man.
Ja, man.
Ja, tof. Leuk dat mensen ook dingen inzetten. Dat vind ik echt cool. Dus nogmaals een shout-out aan Marcel, weet je. Voor
ja, we gaan ze ook echt draaien. Dus kom maar op met suggesties. En als wij het ook dope vinden, dan gaan we het zeker draaien.
Ja, zout erop komt helemaal goed. Eigenlijk, ik zit er te kijken. Hè.
Ja.
Zou ik met mijn afkomst niet moeten zeggen, in plaats van zout, we zitten er een beetje MSG, doen we erop. Red zin de fuck out het is.
Beetje man, soja.
Hey, maar laten we weer verder gaan. Want we hebben een trackje klaarstaan van de one and only Mr. Personal van East Garden.
Ja.
Van het album Rebirth uit 2018.
Ja.
En daarvoor hebben we nog een rewind met Charlie Tuna van Jurassic 5. Maar de vorige keer hadden we Kill DMC. Dus het leek ons leuk om Charlie ook even uit te nodigen. En dat is een tof gesprek geworden.
Ja, weet je, vorige keer was het geluid wat minder ook. Hè,
met Kill DMC.
Dus die konden we helaas niet helemaal uitzenden. Want ik denk niet dat mensen het lekker hadden gevonden om naar te luisteren.
Nee, dat is wel vaag. Die testopnamen die waren goed die we voor het interview hebben gedaan. En opeens. Ja. Op een manier is hier een loopback ingekomen, dus onze welgemeende excuses daarvoor.
Ja, excuus daarvoor.
Maar laten we het nog een keer doen.
Ja, poging 2.
Poging 2. The Rewind met Charlie Tuna van Jurassic 5 en daarna Mr. Personal met Party.
How it sounds, behind the scenes, Rewind.
Could you possibly rewind and come again?
Charlie, welcome, man. Welcome to the show. Keep it salty. That's the name of the show because we keep the flavor in there, man. How you been doing, man?
Did you say keep it salty?
Yes, sir. Yeah. How heads out, keep it salty because sweet and sour stuff doesn't cut it all the time, man. So if you look in the upper right, you can see the little salt shaker logo as well.
Yeah.
That's funny.
On this end, when you say you salty, I mean you mad about something.
I know. Yeah, that's why it's funny to talk with guys from overseas. And over here is when you're sour, it's like when you're pissed off. So
we're mad with a smile.
We were in the topic on, I think it was Facebook or something, and people were sour and all stuff. And then he came up with like, yo, you should keep some flavor in them and keep it salty. And that turned into the whole radio show.
Right.
So that's how it goes. How you been doing, man, during this crazy time?
Okay. Practically, I'm okay. I'm healthy as far as I can tell. I ain't had no scares or nothing. I got a little food poisoning the other day. I was like, my stomach was hurting. Oh shit. But other than that, cool. Alive. Food on the table. Everything's still cool. Shelter over my head. So the food, clothing, and shelter aspect of life is taken care of. And that's really all I can really ask for. My mental state is cool because I am a creative person. I can't really blame it on just that. But this is where I found my solace.
And yeah, still can do your escape from all this stuff by creating stuff.
We did the same.
Recording, painting and stuff has really been a lifesaver in a situation where otherwise we'd be treated like inmates, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yep.
Right? So this has been a lesson, a self lesson. We were, like I said, we shared a management company called Double Platinum Productions. And the owner of the management company, our manager at the time, his name was Humphrey Riley. And he had a partner named Ron Ski. And Ronski did most of the music, and Humphrey did a little bit of the music, but he was a business dude. So he managed the Unity Committee, which was with me, Mark Seven from Jurassic 5, and Cut Chemist from Jurassic 5. We was a group before before Jurassic 5. He also managed a group called Urban Props, which was a sister named BJ and another sister named T-Love. And he managed the College Boys. And so we had an opportunity to do a summer jam concert in Oklahoma City, right? Oklahoma, right? That's like, redneckville, right? But it's where the Oklahoma Sooners play. Anyway, that particular show was really big for the city. because it was thrown by the city's local major radio station, and so they had big acts on that bill. Okay, now me, Mark Seven, and Cut was happy. We was gonna get to do two songs, and that's it. We was happy as hell. We was on the bill, and it was all good. We were going on before the College Boys is what the agreement was. Now this is the same year that I Get Around by Tupac comes.
Oh yeah, Round and Round.
You guys kind of froze.
We froze.
Yeah, now you. So this is the same year that I Get Around by Tupac comes out, and the song is slowly bubbling through the summer and getting really big. And I had never met Tupac before. It was my first time actually meeting him. Now, we were on that show. That show had a lot of acts on it. There was a dude who had a song called Standing on the County Line. He would be later known as Coolio, the rapper Coolio that everybody knows. Yeah. Right? He had a little song at the time. County Line was a little song, but it was big enough for him to get on that show. There's another chick, MC Trouble, rest in peace, she died. It was just a bunch of us. The College Boys was on there, and Tupac. And Tupac didn't come to soundcheck, and he sent the thug-like dudes to come to soundcheck. Since then, we've been very... I like them dudes, man. The thug-like dudes are cool cats, man. Love them dudes, right? But back then, at that particular thing, it was cool. It was, you know, as far as we knew, it was cool. They soundchecked. They did their thing. We soundchecked. We did our thing. Went back to the hotel room. Saw Tupac. Saw him in the street. Got on elevators with him, you know, hollered, blah, blah, blah. He was kind of like standoffish, but, you know, I could tell he's kind of short dude, so you could tell he was on edge, you know, a lot. Anyway, come down time to do the show. Man, it's 10,000 people in the stadium. And Tupac was supposed to go on after the College Boys. Now, everybody at the time in America, if you were a rap group, maybe the public didn't know, but if you were a rap group, you knew that you didn't want to go on after the College Boys. I don't care. They didn't have a big hit. They wasn't the biggest rapper. You did not want to go on after them because their show was immaculate. Them three dudes put on a show where you're just like, holy shit, that was amazing, right? Tupac knew that too. He calls it, well, yeah, he calls it, they call themselves kind of Strong Army, our time. We were supposed to go on, and they wanted to go on. Since we were going on before the College Boys, they wanted to take our slot and go on so they can get their shit over with and leave. But this was just as we were about to go on. So they sent the thug-like dudes over there to try to snatch mics from us and up. It became this big-ass tussle right by the sound booth. He was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Holy shit. It was crazy. It was crazy. And it slowed down the show. The crowd got restless. People started throwing chairs, fighting. It got to be a small little riot. It was crazy. Right? So Pac got, you know, we just gave them the mic, like, oh, don't do what you're gonna do. They got up there and they started to do their show. Pac did two songs. In the middle of his second song, his mic wasn't sounding right. So he went over to the sound man and said some crazy shit to the sound man. Came back and started the show, and he was like, look, if my mic don't sound right again, I ain't doing the rest of the show. So he started the song and his mic didn't sound right. He was like, man, I'm out of here, y'all. Thank you. Peace. And he slammed the mic on the ground. And that's the whole place erupted in a big old riot. It was like people was, it was nuts. The police and the general manager of the place asked me, Mark, and Cut, of all people, to go out there and try to calm the crowd. And I don't know why they asked us. We ain't nobody. We had this song called Get Your Feet Wet, and we sampled Sade. The Kiss of Life, that song, The Kiss of Life by Sade. So, we never put the song out, nothing, but the song was so soothing, so melodic and heavenly. We was, like, talking about positive shit in the song, right? And our setup was what was dope too, because they blacked the whole, they turned off all the lights in the place, and they just hit us with three spotlights, one on me, one on Mark 7, and one on Cut behind us. And Cut, instead of setting up his turntables on a platform, he was set up on the floor and sitting in Lotus position. You know, while he was DJing. Yo, the place, once the lights came on, everybody got quiet and looked like, what the fuck they about to do?
And so because music, it looked different and all that. Yeah.
And the music came on, and it's real. If you know the song Kiss of Life by Sade, it's the sample. So, ooh, it was like real airy, and everybody was like, oh, and then the beat. Ronski did the beat, so the drums was dope, and you know, we had a cool little chorus. I forgot what the chorus was. Get your feet wet, something on your mark, get set, get your feet wet. Yeah. Something, I forgot, it was ill, but did that, and the place calmed down.
Yeah, nice.
Mid first verse, they was rocking with us, they rocked with us the whole song.
So that shit just turned over before it really erupted because of the music.
Calmed down. Rock with us the whole song. And then instead of trying to do the second song, we knew we had them. We was like, peace, ladies and gentlemen. Here come the College Boys. And the College Boys got up there and tore the place the fuck down.
All was good in the end.
Right? And so after the show, after we finished doing what we had to do, we was back in our dressing room. And we was like, damn, that shit was crazy, man. We just had a little tussle with Tupac and Bob. What the hell was all that about? And Tupac sent the representative of his camp. Came to our dressing room and was like, yo, Pac wanted to apologize to y'all for that. That was like a big old misunderstanding. And he just wanted to let y'all know that he don't really get down like that. And he wanted to offer his apology as well as, you know, extend his hand. He said we was going to go party at this I think it was a penthouse that they had. He's like, we're going to party at this penthouse, man. Y'all more than welcome to invite him, man. He wanted to drink with y'all and just get to know y'all, man. Once again, apologize in person. And so all of us was like, that's dope, right? But we all was like, that's cool, man. But nah, that's tell him thanks, man. We appreciate it, man. Because it's all good, man. We appreciate it, man. But thank you, man. I appreciate the offer, you know. And the dude looked, he's like, okay, I get it. All right, no problem.
And there's this dude, and he coming at me like, no shit, it's Jerome, blah, 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 blah.
He told me that story, and he gave me
this cracked up phone. I was like, man, can I take a picture with Jerome? Picture, of course you can take a picture of me, man, no problem. And that moment, Charlie come walking out of the walk-to-walk, and I tell him, like, look, yo, Charlie, can you take a picture of this guy and me? And the guy turns around, almost passes straight out because we just asked Charlie Tuna of J5 to take a picture, and he's like, yo, can you ask him if I can take a picture with him? I'm like, yeah. Dude, I was the one you recognized, man. Fuck him for a minute.
He took the picture. He was like, I don't believe what I'm talking about. Like,
that guy had a ball. I mean, this semifinal was won. He got a picture with me, taken by Tuna, and after that, got a picture with Charlie Tuna in front of the walk-to-walk. That guy had a blast.
Yeah. That was cool.
We laughed a long time about that, man.
Oh, gosh.
Some crazy shit. Yeah, I can see
his
phone. But I love y'all country, man. I love y'all city. And
how come, then? Because you always tell me that, but...
It's not even... Like, I'm a ganja smoker, man. That's what I do, right? But I like to smoke tree, right? But I'm not... Okay, look. Here you go. Let's deal in stereotypes first and foremost. Americans like to deal with stereotypes, so... I'm going to just say, all you American motherfuckers watching, okay? Amsterdam is not just ganja and prostitutes. Okay?
No. Okay. Let's be yourself. Let's Pablo Flay. Let's El Salvaje de Siberia.
Today I'm putting fries on my pizza, chocolate on some eggs, cross the limit on my visa. En zuipen vanuit de fles en eet de kip uit de vriezer. De hele kitchen een mess en verzuipen we betriegers. Nog liever onder protest, fucking roekeloos. Verstranden out the verses in een schoenennoos. Dan geven rats ass en no flashbacks. De bedoeling ook. Boombox on the rooftop, sipping gin and juice, quick amoes. Zonnesteek die burned als een hit de golf. Fuck verbittering, ik party zorgen weg. Ik ben nog steeds diezelfde dood, alleen gestoorder als ik rap. Pushing 40's on the set, never too old for the scrap. Disagree and fuck around, you with a shorty on your head. Long Johnson, you gon' learn today. How some fly shit got the birds amazed. The rebirth got the spirit clean. This is back to basics. Leaving every crowd with a facelift. Hold up. Crossover with a wicked drum shot. Drop bars all night till the sun drops. Stepping in the place, so what you want from the crew right here? With no mic, we gon' rock. Tonight we gon' party. 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 Spill a drink and I ain't sorry. All week we gon' party. 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 Shut it down the place like an armed robbery.
Tenemos fiesta, burritos, birra en jarras, barras, ganas de parranda, guitarra y un DJ y orquesta. Si se acaba la cebada, vamos al clandesta. Así se vive el panorama, no queremos fiesta. ¿Qué tal? Baile sandunga brutal. Estilo vivo, callejero de meneo infernal. Vinidos listos y volantes a todo reventar. El piño gira, grita, danza, muestra, hoy nadie se acuesta. Vacila gesta, suma alegría para la resta. Si viene la policía, que me coman esta. Con difonía por la cara vía, de noche pasamos a día, envía de nuevo a la botillería. Fuck caña, sonría, pronto morirán. Mañana es domingo, lunes a trabajar. La semana es lenta y hay que disfrutar. Hoy fiesta, celebra, baby, dance y dance.
Crossover with a wicked drum shot. Drop bars all night till the sun drops. Stepping in the place, so what you want from the crew right here? With no mic, we gon'
tonight
rock.
We gon' party.
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 Party. Spill a drink and I ain't sorry. All week we gon' party.
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 Yeah. Shutting down the place like an armed robbery.
Because it's nothing while I'm punching out the fucking button. Lost my head like I'm reliving my last night up in London. Wake up to a can of special brew. Lower revenue, life is testing you when your brains is cooking like a vegetable. Fuck while I dish this out like an eyewitness. Ow, wish I forget what my mind steady will just swim in clouds. But it won't stop me trying to waste a guy's way to rhymes. Even if they're watching with a pair of drunk vacant eyes. I should stop but I can't though. Could've stepped the boss if you walked into a fucking lamppost. Outside a pub with a lawyer, a hand filled a black roll. While thinking of the places that you can't go. With a bounty inside your hand though. Fuck walking in the club, a party in the streets. Do my own damn way, I made a martyr on the beats. Fans starving for a sweet new 16. Rappers copy others like Mr. Ripley. I'm fresh like a pair of Dickies.
Crossover with a wicked drum shot. Drop bars all night till the sun drops.
Stepping in the place, so what you want from the crew right here? With no mic, we gon'
tonight
rock.
We gon' party.
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 Spill a drink and I ain't sorry. All week we gon' party.
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 Shutting down the place like an armed robbery.
Record, hey, so I can write monumental methods. I'm not the king, but niggas is decaf. I stick them for the cream. Check it, just how deep can shit get? Deep as the abyss, and brothers is mad fish. Accept it, in your cross color, clothes you crossed over. Think I totally crossed out and crisscrossed. Who the boss? Niggas get tossed to the side, and I'm the dark side of the force. Of course, it's the method. Man from the Wu-Tang Clan, I be hectic and coming for the headpiece. Protect it, fuck it, 2 tears in a bucket. Niggas want the ruckus, bustin' at me, bro, now bust it. Styles like it's Buck Wow, Method Man on some shit. Pullin' niggas' fouls, I'm sick, insane, crazy. Driving Miss Daisy, out of fucking mind, now I got mine, I'm swayed.
Is it real, son? Is it really real, son? Let me know it's real, son, if it's really red. Something I can feel, son, load it up and kill one. One for a deal, son, if it's really real.
When I was a little stereo,
stereo.
I listened to some champion, champion. I always wonder,
wonder
when I will be the number one.
Yeah.
Now you listen to the dog on,
dog on.
When the dog on Solarin, then in the jungle come test me.
Test me.
Me, I gonna lick out them brains.
But it's time by.
Brothers wanna hang with the map, bring the rope. The only way you hang is by the neck, nigga, rope or set. Come into your projects, take it as a threat. Better yet, it's a promise, coming from a vet. Want some old Vietnam shit. Nigga, you can bet your bottom dollar, hey, I bomb shit. And it's gonna get even worse.
for the guard. It's the wool coming through, thinking niggas for they garment. Moving on your last outform, it's the map. Can the representing call my name in your chest? You can come test, realize you're no contest. Son, I'm the gun that went that old wild west. Quick on the draw with my hands on the floor. 9 to 11 with the bucket rhymes galore. Check it cause I think not when this hip hop's like proper. Rhymes be the proof while I'm drinking 90 proof, huh? Vodka, no OJ, no straw. When you give it to me, yeah, give it to me, bro. I burn. And when you drink, have to lose straight, it burns. Enough to get my chest here as a perm. I don't need a chemical blow to pull a hoe. All I need is chemical bank to pay them up.
Is it real, son? Is it really real, son? Let me know it's real, son, if it's really real. Something I can feel, son, load it up and kill one. Want it raw deal, son, if it's really real.
Van Tekel natuurlijk uit 1994. Ja. Holy shit, man.
Ja, ik ga niks meer zeggen over deze man.
Nee, sowieso, dit hele album, man, toen het uitkwam. Ik vond het echt een dope album. Sommige mensen hebben kritiek erover, maar ik vond het echt een vette plaat, man. En dit is wel een van de favorietjes, zeg maar.
Ja, ik vind het zo'n aangename MC. Dat ik vind bijna alles wat hij uitbrengt, weet je, of waar hij op staat. Het is, als hij inkomt, dan luister ik gewoon graag naar hem. Laat ik het zo zeggen.
Ja, jij bent echt wel een Meth and Red
aanhanger. Nou, vooral Meth and Man fan ben ik. Ja, wel. Ja.
Ja, heel erg dope. Ja, ik weet nog wat ik al zeg toen het album uitkwam. Mensen die hadden echt wel, sommige mensen vonden het maar, weet je. Ja, ik ben echt compleet op het dak gegaan op de kuil.
Ja. Nou ja, ik ga niks zeggen. Want iedereen weet dat ik hem dope vind. Moet ik mezelf constant herhalen, weet je, op de radio hoort ook een beetje saai, toch?
Ja, dat is waar. Hey, trouwens, even voor andere mensen misschien die het gemist hebben. Wij hebben een tijdje geleden hebben wij een extra uitzendingje gedaan voor Hendy Seepman, voor DJ Seepman.
Ja.
En we willen jullie toch echt even terugverwijzen nog naar die uitzendingen, naar de GoFundMe page van Yvette van Kampen, die dat ook heeft opgericht om deze mensen te helpen. Als je het niet weet, die moest het toch even aanhalen. Die mensen zijn alles kwijtgeraakt door een noodlottig gebeuren.
Ja, zeer triest.
Luister even die uitzending, check it out. En blijf gewoon dingen mailen naar actie@houhetzout.nl.
Ja.
Ik wilde dat toch nog even aanhalen voordat we verder gaan, zeg maar. Want dat mogen we niet vergeten om even.
Ja, help deze jongens de kerst door, man. Het is, ze kunnen alle steun gebruiken. Het is,
Dus namens onze community in ieder geval heel veel sterkte gewenst en we zullen er zijn waar we er kunnen zijn. En man, op dit moment brengen we voor hun en voor elk andere wat flavor in je eer, denk ik.
Ja, laten we gewoon laten we inderdaad gewoon een dope track voor deze jongens draaien.
Ja,
weet je, luister. Flavor in your ear van Greg Mac.
1994.
Just like Uniblab. Robotic kicking flab. A flavor bit of batter. Chitter chatter. Madder than the Mad Hatter. I bet you buy shit. Come by fatter. I got the data. Turn your body into antimatter. And just like a piece of sizzling. You'll fit inside my stomach with the eggs and grits between. The king is what I mean. My man, get a cup and put some change inside your hand. Now hold up. Let's make this official. Everybody, let's agree that MCs need a tissue. The folks my only issue. I bet your mama miss you, and I bet the Mac take off like an MX missile. No more of you whining on the charts climbing as I make the funk kicking out more harder than a diamond. And if you didn't know who's rhyming, I guess I'm gonna say Craig Mac with perfect timing. You won't be around next year. My rap's too severe, kicking mad flavor in your head. Here comes a brand new flavor in your head. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Max, brand new flavor in your ear. Craig Mack, 1,000 degrees. You'll be on your knees and you'll be burning, begging, please. Brother Freeze, man's undisputed and deep-rooted. Funk smoke that leaves your brains booted. This bad MC with stamina like Bruce Jenner. The winner takes some MCs for dinner. You're crazy like that glue. I think that you can outdo my 1-2. That's sick like the flu. Shake them down, boy. I flip boy all the time. Cause boy, the rhyme you're kicking ain't worth a dime.
mic, there's no competition. In this rap world expedition, you come around and knock you out position.
Knock them out.
No flame could ever dig a grave. Hold the Mac, the power pack in black, make you see men crap. And here comes a brand new flavor in your air. Max, a brand new flavor in your ear. Here comes a brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Max, brand new flavor in your ear. Here comes a brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Max, brand new flavor in your ear. Ha! Max, dope with more hope than a pope, but for MCs more knots than rope. I'd like to break it down, down, breaking, forsaken laws that MC shaking with this track that my man's making. MCs will run like a bomb threat, I bet, or better yet, make you sweat, getting hotter than the sun get. Craig Mack is the flame that bumps from here to Tibet. I break all rules with my actions, that the Mack sends the MC stop relaxing. This brand new sheriff that's in town, getting down, leaving bodies buried in the ground. I set up rhymes for a decoy down for bad boy. Watch the MC not destroy. And here comes the brand new flavor in your ear.
Flavor in your ear.
Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Max, brand new flavor in your ear. Here comes the brand new flavor in your ear. It's time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking brand new flavor in your ear. Max, brand new flavor in your ear. Ha!
Slay those hoes. We got Scribbles, Anthony Acid, rocking the show. Special guest star, Mark Bronson. First 500 bitches went crazy when he let they aunts in. And all he did was plug me in. I got the charging, got they bras and ran through they whole department.
Ooh.
jump the pump. When I bang big bullets, I buck up a chump. I love to get a bitch that's stuck up the hump. Act dog and my footy get stuck up your rump. Like boom, yeah, I heard. I bust and that's my word. So if you get out of line and your ass is mine, and I'ma run up in your house, put it in your mouth. I might be new to the game, but it's a damn shame what a brother about to do to the game. I got Mark Brown backing me up. I'm already on a song with Nate Dogg. That's why you wanna hate, dog? Here's a warning, with Mark bring the horns in, say the wrong thing and you won't see the morning. You won't get dealt with, man. Yo, Nate, man, let's ride on these bitches. Come on.
Brunson featuring Ghostface Killah, Nate Dogg, Trife and Saigon.
Ja.
En, ja, dat is een stukje van Son of Scorpio van Dennis Coffee en de Detroit Guitar Band erbij. En dat is The Recognize.
Ja, om blij van te worden, toch? Of niet?
Ja, echt dope. Funky zelf, man.
Dope track, man. Die oei. Ja, ik had die Son of Scorpio eigenlijk nog nooit gehoord, maar doordat we dus gingen zoeken, weet je, waar die samples vandaan kwamen. Had ik echt zoiets van, ja, vet man, heel vet.
Ja, ik vind het heel doof, want op die manier vinden wij ook weer nieuwe dingen, weet je. En het is echt grappig gewoon, met die hele combinatie van Ghostface, Nate, Trife en Saigon. Ik vind dat zijn echt unlikely candidates in mijn opinie om op één track te staan. Dus dat is,
erg
vet. Ja. Ik vond het erg doof track. Jij hebt een trackje neergezet waarvan ik eigenlijk niet weet wat ik ermee moet, want ik kende het nog helemaal niet. En dat is Pro en AK for President. En dan Professor P en DJ Achilles.
Ja.
En ik kende die hele track niet, man.
Nee. En vond je ervan?
Ja, ik vond het wel dope. Het paste wel echt ook in het programma en zo. Maar ik had er echt nog nooit van gehoord. Van het hele nummer niet.
Nee, maar dat is ook leuk. Dat vind ik eigenlijk wel leuk. Dat ik jou ook nog kan verrassen.
Nou, laten we gaan luisteren wat het allemaal inhoudt dan in dit keer.
Ja. Dope shit.
Pro en AK for President. Professor P en DJ Achilles.
Here you go.
Play out.
Yeah.